Welcome to Time For Me Now Weekly Inspiration Cleanse. Yes, that's me breathing, because I just got done shredding a tremendous stack of papers that have been sitting on my desk. Each time I walk into the office, I just go, oh no, and it deters me from wanting to get started. For some reason, shredding is very cleansing to me. That's my example of cleansing today. But for this purpose, cleansing also means clearing your space and clearing your time. When I work with clients, especially those who say, I'm physically fine, but I just have such low energy, the first question I ask them is, what does your living space look like and what does your calendar look like? I'd like to suggest that you observe and take a look at your space. Do you need to unclutter? Unclutter your closets and organize them. Organize your rooms, clear off the counters, perhaps clean out your car. For some reason, cars just seem to be a safe haven for stuff. Or your yard. Organize them, clean them up. For items that you find, perhaps maybe donate them to somebody that could possibly use them, or try selling them. Take a look at your calendar. Are you overbooked? Or are you scheduled on items or functions that no longer serve your purpose? Just recently, I took a look at my calendar and noticed that there are some activities that I'm involved in that either I have learned from that association, or they no longer serve my purpose and it's time for me to move on. That doesn't necessarily mean those groups or those people or those functions are not good. It's just that it's time for me to go into a different direction. With that free time, before you schedule yourself, take some time for yourself. Do some things that you've wanted to do. Perhaps spend more time with the family. Go visit some friends. Get a good book. And really assess what activities that you want to get involved in and what actually is helping you on your path to actually doing what it is that you want to do. Once you've uncluttered, and once you have actually cleared some time and some space, stop and notice. When you walk out of the house and you walk back in, do you feel a sense of new energy and a new purpose? Do you want to just breathe? Breathe in that cleansing. Breathe in that energy. Feel the energy flow. You see, the energy was always there. But when there's clutter, or the space is not organized, or there's too much stuff on your time and calendar, it just doesn't really help the energy flow to get you to where you want to be. Now, with what I call cleansing, you are back in control, ready for your next step and your next results. Returning of control means that you can actually enjoy each day and flow. Remember, flowing means that you are letting go of things that you cannot control and dealing with the things in your life that you can control. Also, for those folks who don't remember your dreams, I want you to take notice. You might want to have a journal or a piece of paper and a pen near your nightstand, because with this new sense of energy flow, you just might actually begin to remember some of your dreams. And remember, your dreams have messages for you. So time for me now to say thank you so much for listening. Remember, believe, dream again, and achieve all that your heart desires.